Roofing Contractors is available at 772-336-1633.
Welcome to On to Perfection, the radio ministry of Resurrection Life Family Worship Center. I'm Trevor Banks, and I'm glad you've joined us for today's broadcast, and I trust you'll be blessed by the message.
We are on our way to Goshen, because God's getting ready to deal with Egypt. All those bondages and traps and snares and limitations that Egypt has put on us and made slaves out of us. God says our deliverance is here. Amen. We started in a study on the life of Joseph. Today I want to talk to you about what I've entitled, and it's part of our Mega Grace series. This message is entitled, When I Am Weak, Then He Is Strong. Moses said something to God when he was at Horeb and Sinai, where God appeared to him. He said, show me thy way. And then he added, that I may know thee. Lord, show me your way that I may know you. What distinguished Moses from the children of Israel whom he was leading, the children of Israel knew of God's acts, A-C-T-S, but Moses knew his ways. You know, you can't really say you know a person when you only know their acts. You know, take for example in sports, that guy had 45 points. And so you're his fan until you find out his ways. You understand what I mean? So Moses knew his ways. Moses said, show me your ways that I may know you. And God responded and replied. He said, my presence will go with you. He said, well, let's go there. Let's go there real quickly. I'm sorry. Go to Exodus 33. Exodus 33, verse 13. Now, therefore, I pray thee, if I have found grace in thy sight, show me now thy way. Moses was saying, show me the way. And he said, that I may know you, and I may find grace in your sight, and consider that this nation is your people. God said in verse 14, and he said, my presence shall go with you, and I will give you rest. Our spiritual Goshen, though it's not a geographical place, it is a place in the spirit. There is a spiritual realm. You know that you've come there when, in the midst of turmoil, question, uncertainty, you find rest. You find where your soul is not troubled. Now, some people will say, you don't care. It's not that you don't care. You're God confident. You trust in God. And in so doing, he said, my presence, in other words, show me your way that I may know you. And God responded, my presence will go with you and I will give you rest. In other words, there will be rest from my presence. In my presence, you will know the way. In my presence, you won't get caught up and conformed to the thinking of the world. The world is struggling right now. They don't have answers. Presidents, kings, prime ministers, they don't have answers. They are groping in the dark. At blessed, you have a one-eyed blind man that's king over the kingdom of the blind. He can't see it but out of one eye. That's the best the world has right now. And it's going to worsen. Because the word says that the world is under gross darkness, ignorance, blindness. It is hidden from them. And hidden for the people of God. So, if you go back to Genesis 39, Joseph's been sold into slavery. I would that all of you were here Wednesday night. And yeah, unless you are just cannot make it on Wednesday night, God really blesses and visits us on Wednesday nights as well. And I had a chance to just share, you know, I'll just briefly, but you get the CD. if you want to hear it in depth. But in Ghana, there are places where in certain cities, I can't remember the name of the city, I have to look it up, but because we drove through it, going to what we call the Upper East, where the pastor I was working with worked, we had to drive 8.5 hours from Accra. But there's a city where there's actual slave blocks, where slaves were sold. They still had them there. They still had the big things where the chains where they were you know, strapped to. And, you know, now think about Joseph being sold into slavery. You got to understand, here's a Hebrew who was highly favored of his father. He had everything going his way, bright future. But yet he's taken, thrown into the pit. The object was to kill him. But Reuben being the oldest, knew that if he got killed, that was it for Reuben. So Reuben said, don't kill him. And Reuben sought to deliver him, but the Ishmaelites came by and they sold him into slavery. So here's Joseph on a slave block. You know, and the Egyptian walking by, poking him, open your mouth, checking his teeth. I'm just total humiliation. The young man that had the coat of many colors, the young man that had bright destiny and future, told his father the dream, and his father rebuked him, but then he said his father pondered it because his father understood God was working with this boy. Let me tell you something way up front here. No matter what the devil takes from you, God knows how to redeem it. Amen. That's why we call him our Redeemer. He'll redeem years back to you. Years you lost. Amen. Years of bad health. God will redeem that. When you got left out, God will redeem that. Sarah had her baby. They named him Isaac. His name means laughter. He maketh me to laugh. When Joseph had his two sons, Manasseh and Ephraim, Ephraim meant doubly fruitful. Manasseh means he maketh me to forget. Come on, God gonna make somebody forget all that bondage, all that hell, all that adversity, all that misfortune, all that persecution you went through. God gonna make you forget that. I said, God gonna make you forget it. You know what I'm saying? He gonna erase it from your memory. He gonna get it out of your cells. You're not gonna feel it anymore. You're not gonna feel, you know, you're not gonna get in a situation and feel like you felt back then. God said, no, that day is over with. I'm gonna erase all of that. He's our Redeemer. And he will. Whatever the devil has stolen from you, he gonna have to return it sevenfold. That does not negate the process or the pathway to Goshen. And this is what we must understand. You've got to be, see, when you are set on course, when you are set on course, you're not moved by adversity. You're not moved by blessing. You know, some are moved so by blessing that they get out of sorts. They're not themselves anymore. And the blessing starts to take them over. No, enjoy your blessing, but that's not where you get off. There's a destiny for you. Blessings are along the way. See, the true blessing of the Lord maketh rich, but he adds no sorrow. You have to sacrifice your children. You have to sacrifice church. You have to sacrifice to get blessed. No, God's blessing, he adds to you. Along. See, the key to God's blessing is seek first the kingdom. Not until you get blessed, but even while you're getting blessed. See, some will seek first the kingdom till they get blessed. Then they get back on that cycle. Trouble comes. Then they start praying again. Then they start seeking again. God answers them again and blesses them again. Then they get off again. No. When the blessing comes, enjoy it. Take it in stride, but continue. Because our destination is Goshen, the presence of God. See, success is not a destination. It's a journey. It's not where you arrive one day. It's who you become every day. That's the true, that's true success. It's not one day I'm going to be. What are you right now? What are you becoming? Success is not a destination. It's very elusive. It's like money. It takes wings. It's in the journey. It's step by step. How you do things. Who you have become. It's not getting something. It's becoming someone. I'm telling you, everything pertaining to your destiny is in who you become right now. That sense of well-being, that it is well with your soul, that me and God is all right, we're tight. That's success. You can be in the prison. You can be on the slave block. But if that's your testimony, guess what? The presence of God was with Joseph while he was on the slave block. See, the presence of God was with Joseph when they threw him down in the pit. That's why Reuben moved with fear and said, don't kill him. And sought to deliver him. But the presence of God was with Joseph in the pit. That's why the Ishmaelites came by and God dropped the thought in their spirit. Don't kill him, sell him. 30 pieces of silver. Sound like Judas, don't it? Almost a type. But they sold him. Why? The presence of God. See, certain things cannot happen to you, but to a degree. And to the degree that it's going to work into God's plan. I'm trying to think of a verse. It didn't just come to me. It's not one that I'm altogether familiar with. I've read it many, many times. It says, and you can look it up somewhere, but it says, the wrath of man shall praise thee, and the remainder of wrath thou shalt constrain. And in other words, whatever God allows, suffers to adversely come your way, it's going to praise him. It's going to praise him. And any that's over that's not going to praise him, he'll constrain it. He's not just going to let anything come at you. That's why the word tells us all things are working together for the good to them that love God and are called according to his purpose. Joseph sold down into slavery, but he's checked out, he's poked on, he's looked at, and I won't get into gory details of how they check slaves out. Google it sometime, or look at how back in the day, what they used to do. But he was a slave. Hebrews were despised by Egyptians. But yet God suffered a wealthy man to come along and choose Joseph. Joseph had a prince inside of him. Come on, he was unlearned. He was ignorant of a lot of things. He was a boy, 17 years old. But there was a prince down in him.
Thank you for joining us as we continue in Mega Grace.
We invite you to worship with us. Please join us in our newly added 8:30 a.m. service on Sundays. See you there.
Thank you for listening to today's message. And for more information or more messages from On to Perfection, call toll-free 1-877-TR-BANKS or visit our website at trbanks.com. And always remember, God will perfect that which concerns you.